Life Audio.
Your present is not your past. Whatever happened in the past is the past. It's over. Now, your past can certainly influence your present, and you should learn from your past. But we need to learn how to hit that reset button on our relationships. Let me ask you a question. How connected are you and your marriage or relationship? Does it sometimes feel that there's something standing in the way of the true intimacy you desire? The first step to reconnection is to measure how far you're disconnected. That's why I've created a free tool to help you check your connection. This short 2-minute quiz will assess how present and connected you are and how to deepen your intimacy. Take the quiz at danashea.com/partner quiz. That's danashe.com/partner quiz. Hello, my loves. It's Dana Shea, and you are listening to Real Relationship Talk. Well, as I told y'all last week, Faith Talks has gone bye-bye. We are no longer doing Faith Talks on Fridays, but I did not want to leave you all hanging with no episode on Friday. So as we continue to revamp the podcast, I've said it before, I'll say it again in case this is your first listen, or maybe you just haven't heard yet, we are renaming the podcast. So Real Relationship Talk is going away by name only. Somebody said, oh my God, why are you going to stop the podcast? I'm not stopping the podcast. We're just simply changing the name, and we are restructuring some things on the podcast. One of them is that Faith Talks has gone away, which is why we're here today talking about one of my absolute favorite episodes. Now, not only is this my favorite episode, one of them at least, but it was also one of y'all's favorite episodes. This particular episode that we did, oh geez, probably back maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago, it was called Baggage Claim. Now, if you're an avid listener of the podcast, you remember that episode, but you may have forgotten the sweet, sweet nuggets in that episode. And I'm bringing this episode back as a sweet repeat because there are so many people that are walking around carrying their last relationship's baggage. Maybe you're married today, but you still have baggage from a previous marriage or a previous relationship. Or maybe you can't actually find yourself happy in a relationship. Maybe you keep jumping from one relationship to the next, or you're just not settled. A lot of that, you all, is because of the baggage that we're carrying around. So in this particular episode, I talk about 5 different areas in our lives where we see this relationship baggage, and then I give you some keys on how to get it out of your life, okay? This is such an important episode. If you're a parent and you have teenagers, you need to listen to this with your teenagers, because let me tell you something. If we can play the offensive game, we're going to help our kids not have to play the defensive game. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? If you can arm your children with how to do relationships right and how to recover when their relationships have gone wrong, they will love you so much for it. So they don't have to listen to you and be like all awkward and weird with my mom and my dad telling me about my relationship. Let them listen to me. All right. This is a safe episode for your kids to listen to. So without any further ado, I am so happy to present to you our sweet repeat, Baggage Claim, Removing the Relationship Baggage from Your Life. Let's get into it. Well, today, I want us to talk about something that I think affects, if you have not already gone through this, it's going to affect you at some point. And that is relationship baggage. Yes, relationship baggage. How many of you have been in a relationship with somebody and you're like, they just have too much going on. They just got too much baggage, right? Or maybe somebody has said that about you. You just have too much baggage. And so I want us to be able to talk about what is relationship baggage, or some people refer to it as emotional baggage. Where does that come from? What are some of the types? How do we deal with it? And so I want to set this up by just kind of giving us a little story here. I love stories. I'm a big storyteller, and I understand things better in story. So I want you to imagine with me that you are brandly new. Is that right? Brandly new. You are brand new. Okay. You're just newly, there we go. You're newly married to the love of your life. and you all are planning the most exquisite, most romantic vacation, honeymoon, to, let's say, Bora Bora or Bali. Choose your place, right? Let's say you're going to Bali. It's beautiful. It's romantic. This is like no holds barred. You're going all out. As a matter of fact, you're taking this amazing honeymoon on a private jet. So your boo is waiting for you on the private jet. And here you come strolling down the jetway with 7 suitcases, 3 carry-on bags, and some photo albums of your past relationships. Now, I want you to just imagine the look on your new spouse's face. Okay. Why do you have all that? We are going to spend a week in Bali. You do not need 7 suitcases. I don't know what's up with the 3 carry-ons and what in the world is up with the photo albums. Truth be told, friends, this is how we go into many relationships, new relationships, with all this baggage. Do y'all remember back in the early 2000s, I think it was actually the year 2000, Erykah Badu released the song Bag Lady? If that's not your genre of music, I'm going to give you a couple of the lyrics from that song because it's so applicable to what we're talking about. So she says, pack light. You can't hurry up because you got too much stuff. When they see you coming, they take off running. From you. It's true. Yes, they do. Pack light. Y'all, when we are going into new relationships, or if you're in a current relationship and you realize that you have baggage, you need to pack light. You do not need 7 suitcases, nor do you need 7 stories from your old relationships about things that worked or things that didn't work, and how this person hurt you, and how that person was the best thing ever. I mean, truly, if they were the best thing ever, you would probably still be with them, right? So we're going to talk today about emotional baggage. We're going to talk today about how this relationship baggage is sabotaging our current relationships. Now, you might be happily married today, thinking, you know what, I don't have any baggage. I'm going to challenge you a little bit today. Because we are going to excavate our closets, okay? We are going to go digging for stuff that does not need to be in our current relationships. Maybe you're listening right now and you're single and you haven't really been able to find the relationship of your dreams. You get in a relationship and then it just kind of doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. Or you have these situationships, or you're always saying it's complicated. Well, the whole goal, especially in this new season of the podcast, is we're going to help you to uncomplicate your relationships and unlock deeper connections. So one of the very first things that we need to do when we're uncomplicating our relationships is we need to be real, real honest with ourselves about what we have been carrying around that we do not need. So I'm going to just start off here and by telling you that relationship baggage isn't just relationship problems, okay? Because to be honest, we've all had relationship problems in different relationships, right? Not just romantic relationships, friendships, parent-child relationships, relationships with our coworkers, relationships with our neighbors, relationships with church folks, right? Like, we have all had relationship problems. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you have baggage. The difference in how you know if you have baggage is, are you still dealing with pain? Are you still dealing with anxiety? Are you still dealing with some sort of sadness or anger because of your past relationship problems? If you've answered yes to any of that, my friend, you're in good company. Because again, I think we all carry around some of this relationship baggage. So a more refined definition is that relationship baggage is really unprocessed and unresolved problematic relationships from the past. Okay. You haven't dealt with it. It's unresolved and it is unprocessed, meaning you haven't really taken the time to intentionally process what happened in that past relationship. Let's say, God forbid, you were in a marriage and your spouse cheated on you. And so that marriage ended. And now here you are 5 years later, you're in another relationship, but you still keep getting reminded of what happened to you 5 years prior in your bad marriage. That is relationship baggage. Okay. Somebody else might be able to go through the same thing. Maybe they also were married and they also dealt with infidelity, but they're no longer carrying around that pain or that trauma or that angst from what happened to them. Let's talk a little bit about what causes this emotional baggage. I just kind of gave you a very common example, past relationship hurts, but you can also have relationship baggage from childhood trauma, from childhood wounds. We had Kia Stevens on the podcast not too long ago, episode 143, and she was talking about overcoming father wounds. This is a real big deal, especially with women who have daddy issues or father wounds, and they go into relationships not realizing that a lot of that baggage that they're suffering from had nothing to do with boyfriend number three or four. It really had to do with father, with daddy wounds, with mommy issues, right? Because men also have baggage, not just women. And sometimes this comes from unresolved trauma in our childhoods. We also had, this was way back, this is like a throwback, right? Episode, I think it was 39, Dr. Janie Lacey was on the show. And she also helped us understand our core wounds and avoid toxic relationships. So if you haven't listened to either of those episodes, those are going to be really helpful to kind of really underscore the point that we're trying to make in this podcast today. I'll make sure that, of course, I link to the both of those podcast episodes in the show notes of this podcast. All right. So I want to tell us some of the types of relationship baggage, and then we're going to talk about how this actually shows up and sabotages our relationships. So the first type of relationship baggage is guilt. I want you to think about if you're in a relationship and you're always feeling guilty about something, like you didn't even do anything wrong necessarily. You just always feel like you did. Or maybe you really did do something wrong in the previous relationship, but you haven't made those same mistakes in your current relationship, but you still feel guilty. That is relationship baggage. Another type of relationship baggage is regret. Think about the times that you might compare your spouse or the person that you're with to somebody else. Or you might think, you know what, I could have done better than this. Or the relationship that I'm in right now, I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy with how I'm carrying myself. I'm not happy with how I'm being treated. And so you are dealing with a lot of regret in your relationship. That's another really common type of emotional or relationship baggage. The third type is fear. Y'all, fear sabotages relationships like nothing else. If you are carrying around fear, oh my goodness, what if, whenever you ask the questions, what if, that is indicative that you are carrying fear in your relationships. So if you have this constant struggle, I'm not talking about like fear knocks on your door every 2 or 3 months. That's normal, right? We all have that. But I'm talking about, you know, if your life is just being inundated with fear, if you're always thinking the sky is about to fall, the shoe is about to drop off the 1 foot. I just jacked that analogy up, but y'all get my point, right? You are constantly worried that something is going to happen in your relationship. You, my friend, have some relationship baggage. Abuse. Obviously, if you are in an abusive relationship, physical abusive relationship, emotionally abusive relationship, sexual abuse can be a big, not only trigger, but it can also really solidify the bags that you have. Because when we have been abused, we've been hurt, what we do is we try to protect ourselves. So we build up walls in our relationship, which leads to baggage. The final type, and this is, again, this is not an exhaustive list. This is just, I'm giving you several different types of baggage for the purpose of this podcast. So the final one that we're going to talk about today is lack of boundaries. And I love talking about boundaries, you guys, because they're so important. I just talked about how when we get hurt in a relationship, oftentimes we'll build up a wall. Well, a boundary is not a wall. A boundary does give you protection, though. It helps you to not make the same mistakes that you made before. And it also helps you not to be hurt as much in relationships. And I say as much because no relationship is free from pain. That's just the gospel truth. It's just not. But when you have a lack of boundaries and you're carrying that around, that's going to be baggage that's going to sabotage your relationships. So I hope that so far you're digging this episode. I am so excited for us to continue to talk about this. If you are loving what you're hearing, I want to ask you right now to look at your phone or your computer and click the subscribe or the follow button right now. This is going to ensure that you never miss an episode and that you stay in the know with all the things Real Relationship Talk. So thanks so much for subscribing to the podcast. And while you're doing that, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, my friends, we are back. So we just talked about some of the different types of emotional or relationship baggage. And now I'm going to tell you how this baggage shows up, okay? Because you might be thinking, all right, I think I've got my 7 suitcases, Dana. I think I definitely have some relationship baggage, but I'm not necessarily sure if this is showing up in my relationships. Like, does my partner realize this? Do my friends know? Can people see my bags? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes and yes. And this is how relationship baggage shows up in our relationships. If you find yourself being codependent or being an enabler, yeah, that is a huge problem, right? If you are constantly making excuses for people's bad treatment of you, if you have, again, lack of boundaries and you let people treat you however they want to treat you, that is one of the ways that baggage shows up in our relationships. Maybe you're afraid that if I speak up, this person will leave me. This person won't like me. I'll be rejected. They won't want to be my friend, whatever. If you feel that, and if you are a person and people have told you things like you're really an enabler, or you yourself know that about yourself, that's one of the ways that you know that this is showing up in your relationships. Another way that you know if you have emotional baggage is if you are easily triggered or easily angered. Something happens and you fly off the handle. Like it's a level 2, but you make it a level 10. You've got some baggage. Because usually anger is not the primary emotion. Anger is almost always a secondary emotion. It's a cover emotion, as I like to say. So what is it covering? It can be covering a lot of things. It can be covering fear. It can be covering hurt. It can be covering up shame. It can be covering up a lot of things. And so if you find yourself easily angered in your relationships or easily triggered, something happens and it takes you back. You have a flashback moment to something that happened in a previous relationship. My friend, you've got some baggage, okay? Another way that you can tell if you have this emotional baggage in your relationship is if you are controlling. Do you try to control not only people, but circumstances? Everything has to go your way. You have to be in the know of everything. You don't like surprises. Real talk, I can be this way. I like a good surprise party as long as I know the details. Okay. Don't be surprising me. Okay. Because I need to know what I'm going to wear. I need to know who's going to be there. Don't be inviting people to my surprise party that I'm not friends with now. Okay. Or God forbid, leave out my friends. Like y'all, I have had, and I'm not going to uncover anybody because I love my family. I love my friends, but people have thrown me surprise parties in the past and I'm like, where is so-and-so? And they're like, oh, we didn't know. So I'm not like one for surprises, but you know what I've realized about myself? I also have had a control problem. I'm speaking prophetically over myself that this is no longer my truth. Okay. But seriously, like I can struggle with needing to control my circumstances and situations. Baggage. Pray for me. But I'm going to pray for you too, because if you are controlling, then you likely have baggage in your relationships. You're not always going to be able to control the outcome. Newsflash, you're probably never going to be able to control the outcome. So when you find yourself constantly holding on so tightly to things, then you know that you've got some stuff that you need to unpack. Okay. And then if you are, obviously, if you have a lack of boundaries, we talked about this earlier. If you are someone who you are afraid to say no, You are afraid that people are going to reject you. You are afraid, again, of the outcome. If you do what you know you're supposed to do in your relationships, then you also might be struggling. And you might also have this baggage in your relationships. So, okay, we realize these are some of the types of relationship baggage that we have. We realize that, you know, these are some of the ways that this baggage shows up in our relationships. But now how do we actually let it go? That is a great question. I'm so glad that you asked that, because this podcast is all about giving you solutions, right, for more thriving relationships. So I want to be able to help you to let this stuff go. You no longer need your 7 suitcases. Okay, you need probably a good suitcase for a week's trip and maybe a carry-on. So you need some stuff. You need some equipment, but you don't need all the excess stuff. It's going to weigh you down. The thing about relationships is you need to be able to be nimble. You need to be able to be flexible. You need to be able to feel free. If you're in a relationship and you feel bogged down all the time and you feel like you can't move about freely and you just feel like, you know, I'm just stuck, that's not a healthy relationship. But it might not be your partner's fault or your friend's fault. It might be yours. You might be bogged down because of all this baggage that you're carrying around. So number one, how do you get rid of the baggage? It's easy for me to just be like, girl, unpack it. Like Erykah Badu said, right? Pack light. That's great, but how? How do I get rid of these 7 suitcases? I'm on the jetway. What am I supposed to do with them? I'm supposed to just leave them in the street? What am I supposed to do with this stuff? So the first thing that I want to tell you is that you need to work on yourself. Oh, yes. Work on yourself. Listen, relationships are only as strong as the people in it. So if you have the most amazing partner, the most amazing friend, the most amazing kids, you have to work on yourself so that you can be equally as amazing and have an amazing relationship. So this means that we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to take inventory of our feelings. This is why when you squash your feelings and stuff them down and you don't talk about it and everything is just, it's fine, it's not fine. If you find yourself being easily triggered, if you find yourself being hurt a lot, like think about sometimes we get in these relationships and we're always the victim. Like people are always hurting us. Y'all, that's a red flag. Okay. That is an indication that a couple of things are going wrong here. Either you are just attracting just the wrong people in your life all the time, or I love you, but I have to say, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're the problem. So how do we actually work on ourselves? That's easier said than done. I'm going to give you some practical things to do. You know, if you're a Christian, if you're in your faith, the best thing that you can do is get in the Word. It's read the Bible. Hear about what God has to say about you. Look at other mistakes that people have made in scriptures. I love the scriptures because they give us life advice. Like, you don't have to make all the same mistakes that these folks in the Bible made. Get in the Word. That's one of the best things that you can do for self-care, honestly. Let's say you're not a Christian. You're like, I don't read the Bible. Okay. Get you some good self-help books. Listen to great podcasts. I mean, there's a plethora of information in the whole personal development, professional development space out there. But you need to work on yourself. You have insecurities. Is there anything that you can do to absolve those insecurities? Oh, yes, I'm overweight and I'm insecure about that. Can you lose weight? I mean, nobody likes to talk about that, right? People just want to like be like, I'm going to empower you. Well, I want you to be empowered, but you might also need to lose some weight. Or maybe you need to gain weight. Maybe you're too skinny and you're not eating enough or whatever it is, right? Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Maybe you're watching too much TV, you're consuming too much social media, you're too focused on what other people think about you. I don't know, but you do. So take inventory of yourself. What do you need to do to work on yourself, not so that you become perfect, but so that you become a more appropriate partner in the relationships that you're in? You don't need that baggage. And the best way for you to get rid of those bags is to begin to work on yourself. Unpack what you do not need. You don't need fear. You don't need comparison. You don't need insecurity. You don't need second guessing. You don't need these old, horrible, self-fulfilling prophecies like my life is always going to be, I'm never going to. No. Stop talking like that to yourself. Sometimes, y'all, we talk so horrifically to ourselves, we would never talk to anybody else that way. Would you go up to your best friend and tell them you're never going to amount to anything? Your life is always going to suck. No, but for whatever reason, we feel like it's okay to talk to ourselves that way. You need to work on yourself. You should be working on yourself every day. Every day that God gives you breath, you should be improving as a human being. So that's the first thing. Number two, I want to tell you that you need to learn how to ask and not assume. Ask and not assume. We talk about this a lot on the podcast. I've done shows on using I statements. It's so important because when you're in a conversation with somebody that you're in a relationship with, it's easy for us to make assumptions, right? We could assume things like my husband was late coming home because he was too busy flirting with the girl on his job. That's an assumption. Where did that come from? Maybe because your previous husband or your ex-boyfriend cheated on you. So now you have put this label on your current husband that he's somehow the same way, making assumptions. Maybe just ask, hey, babe, why were you late? And he could be like, you know what? I forgot to get gas and I had to go get gas in a different neighborhood because the gas station I normally go to had too many people there, whatever, right? Ask, not assume. That's one of the best ways that you can get rid of some of that baggage because a lot of the assumptions that we're making about people are not real. Y'all, they're just not true, but we think they are. So ask, don't assume. Number three, press the reset button. Press the reset button on your relationships. Your present is not your past. Your present is not your past. Whatever happened in the past is the past. It's over. Now, your past can certainly influence your present, and you should learn from your past, but we need to learn how to hit that reset button on our relationships. Your current person that you're in a relationship with is not your ex. Your new bestie is not your old best friend. They don't do things the same. They're not the same. So you might want to just literally visualize a big reset button and press it. Hit the reset button on your relationship. Start fresh. Wipe the slate clean. This is one of the things that we talk about in the Love Is Devotional. Shameless plug. If you haven't gotten that, head over to realrelationshiptalk.com/loveis because in that devotional, it's really short, but we talk about how love keeps no record of wrongs. When we're keeping records of wrongs, like we've got a tally sheet of all the things that our partner has done, our friend has done, our child has done, it's really hard not to have baggage in our relationships. So you need to hit that reset button and start afresh today. Number four, renounce old vows. What do I mean by that? Y'all, we make these inner vows all the time without even realizing it. If you have ever heard yourself say something to the effect of, I'm not ever gonna, nobody's ever gonna, those are inner vows. You might say things like, I'm never gonna be disrespected in my relationship again. Or you might say something like, I am never gonna let them treat me like that again. While that's good that you care about how you're treated, and that can be healthy for creating good boundaries, it can also sabotage if it becomes an inner vow. So then what happens is in your relationship, someone does something and then you go back, you get triggered to that old inner vow that you made. And then that's when we take something that was a level 2 when we make it a level 10, because it's really not that serious, but we've made it that serious because of these inner vows that we've made within ourselves. So I want you to think about, what are some inner vows that I have made? What are some statements that you have said out loud or even just in your own mind that you're never gonna? Examine those and see if we need to chuck those out of the way as well. Okay, and then finally, y'all, and this is just, I'm going to do a whole episode on this because it is worthy to be talked about. I know y'all are going to throw stones, but it's okay because I'm going to preach it anyway. Y'all need to stop sleeping with everybody. Listen, You cannot sleep with somebody and not create a soul tie with that person. Sex is more than just physical. It is emotional. It is spiritual. Some of us have so much baggage because we've slept with 7 and 9 and 13 and 17 different folks. And so all of those people and their problems and their issues and their background and their baggage has attached itself to us. So I want to encourage you, singles and my goodness, married folk, stop sleeping around. It's not healthy. It really isn't. I know the culture says it's freedom. Do what you want. It's not a big deal. This is how you get to know people. That's not how you get to know people. The way you get to know people is you put your hand out and you shake their hand and you say, "Hi, my name is Dana. What's your name? What do you do for a living? What do you like to do? What's your favorite color?" You go and do things for fun. That's how you get to know people. You don't get to know somebody by jumping in bed with them. And too many of us have baggage in our relationships because we have just given ourselves away to so many folks. I want to read you something out of the Message translation in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 6:16 through 20. I love the way this reads. It says, "There's more to sex than mere skin on skin. Sex is as much a spiritual mystery as a physical fact. As written in scripture, the two become one. Since we want to become spiritually one with the master, we must not pursue the kind of sex that avoids commitment and intimacy, leaving us more lonely than ever." Y'all, truer words have not been spoken. You want to stop having so much baggage in your relationship? Lock it down. Okay, like literally lock it down. Everybody does not deserve unfettered access to you. That is the most intimate part of yourself. So I hope that this conversation has really helped you to examine what are some things that I can do. Y'all, I love empowering people. We're not victims. There are things that you can actually do to better yourself and to better your relationships. And I think as we begin to be really honest about the bags that we have, what we need to unpack, what we need to let go of, things that are not serving us well. Listen, maybe there's nothing wrong with the thing. It's just no longer serving us well. And so we need to learn how to let that go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You don't need it anymore. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. This was a hard hitter. Yes, it was. And it was intended to be that because I love you and I want to see you succeed and thrive in your relationships. Listen, if you're like, what was point number two on the types and what did she say was the emotional baggage? Listen, you can find everything that I just said in the show notes of this podcast at realrelationshiptalk.com/episode167. So again, I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode today. Remember, my friends, that a good relationship is not one that works. A good relationship is one where you put in the work. Let's get to work. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.